Agenda item number 8. Mr. Stephen C. Bunce, Jr. is an Oyster Planting Ground application. Mr. Badger, welcome. Could you speak up a bit for us today here? I got a little water in my ear, frankly.
I will try. This is Stephen Bunce. He's requesting authorization to lease 98.63 acres of Worcester Planting Ground in Nassauwax Creek, and this is in Northampton County. The project is protested by nearby property owners. Just a map showing the location of the project. It's approximately 3.5 miles from Nassauwax and a little over 1.3 miles north of Bayford on the north side of Nassauwax Creek. Mr. Bunce has 6 leases in Nassauwax Creek. Most of them are in this general area, totaling 55.65 acres, and one application down in Church Creek for 10 acres. The applicant intends to use the ground for traditional shelling of the bottom and or planting spat on shell or seed oysters on the bottom. No structures or cages are anticipated at this time. And as you can tell, Nassauwax Creek has a large amount of clam and oyster agriculture, mainly in this area here and all the way back. A little closer view showing the existing leases in yellow. The baler, public ground, is in blue. And the application is in red. Majority of the application has controlling depths between 3 feet and 6 feet at mean low water and is a minimum of 200 feet offshore. The closest spot to shore is somewhere in this area here. There may be some shallower areas right up here against this sandbar here, less than 3 feet. Bottom is mostly a sand and mud mix with no submerged aquatic vegetation. We did receive the Bunce application for oyster planting ground in March of 2016. In response to our public interest review, we received protest letters from 11 families and one petition with 31 signatures. Their concerns include the size of the lease, bottom access or boat access into the small nearby cove, navigation through the proposed lease, and adverse impacts to a variety of recreational activities, which would include skiing, tubing, fishing, crabbing, and boating, and, of course, property values. Most of the area that Mr. Bunce has applied for has been leased in the past. The largest lease was for 86.46 acres, which reverted back to the Commonwealth in 94 for non-payment of rent. We've got other leases that have been in there that reverted back in 2001 and 1995, so in 1986. Basically, for the last 20 years, there hasn't been a lease in this area. This is showing the old lease that James Pitt and Wallace Smith had, and I surveyed this back in 1984, and as I said earlier, it reverted 10 years later. And as you can see, there are other leases all around the cove at that time. Also, Bayford Oyster Company had a lease in here for 37 acres prior to 84. Again, this is showing in yellow what has been leased in the past. And in red is what the application for Mr. Bunce is for 98.63 acres. The only area that was not leased or hasn't been leased in the past is this area here, which is where the sandbar comes out and the channel comes through. This is the main channel coming up from Bayford. It would come around like this. Mr. Bunce intends to use the proposed lease to grow oysters by traditional shelling of the bottom and or planting spat or shell or seed oysters on the bottom. He does not anticipate installing cages. However, Regulation 20-335-30 does authorize certain shellfish agriculture structures on leases, which would include nets and cages, provided the structures do not extend or does not exceed 12 inches above the bottom. Also, under the same regulation, the commission can direct removal of any structure that causes more than a minimum adverse effect on navigation. Although Mr. Bunce's lease request is for a large amount of oyster ground, the amount is well under the 250-acre maximum that could be assigned under 28.2609 of the code. Also, under 28.2.618 of the code, fishing above lease bottom is guaranteed by the Commonwealth, provided no person exercising this right of fishing uses any device which is fixed to the bottom or interferes with leaseholders' rights or damages the bottom or the oyster planting thereon. Crab pots and gill nets which are not staked to the bottom are not considered devices that are fixed and can be placed on anyone's oyster ground lease on the bay side. Accordingly, after considering all the factors contained in 28.2609 and 618 of the code and regulation 20-335-30 and the concerns raised by the protesters, staff recommends approval of Mr. Bunce's application for 98.63 acres of oyster planting ground in Nassau's Creek as surveyed in map. And these are the following bullet points. The area has been leased in the past. The proposed lease is a minimum of 200 feet offshore of anyone's riparian area. The proposed oyster ground lease is well under the 250-acre max that could be assigned to an applicant. The applicant's intent is to use the proposed lease for traditional shelling of the bottom, not cages, and the commission has the ability to remove any structures that may cause more than a minimum adverse effect on navigation. This is an area that I grew up in on Nassau's Creek. I have skied this area. It has had oyster grind prior. I think the biggest concern is access here out of a small cove and access in the large bay area. Mr. Tankert has skied this area too, so I'm sure he'll have a lot of information. I believe the applicant and protesters are here.
Thank you, Mr. Batcher. Here are there questions from the commission? Mr. Tankert.
You know, my grandfather used to refer to this as Burton's Bay. I didn't see any indication of that on your map. We would tie up there when it would be too rough in the bay, and we could catch decent trout there way back. But I understand this is a recreational area, and that's what you've seen as well. It still is. I haven't been on this creek in decades, I suspect.
When I've been through there, there's been a few people around. I'm sure the protesters will say that it's used quite a bit. It still doesn't stop them from using it. Mm-hmm. I think the biggest issue is access from the small cove up here and out. My understanding right now, everybody comes out, they come like this, and something like that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But and if you have a small boat, obviously you can try to cut the one here, which we've all done.
And it's fairly deep, and these shell would be, sort of spout on shell would be no higher than 12 inches off the bottom as proposed currently, correct?
I believe the shells would probably be that. There are oyster rocks here now from previous leases in the past. My guess, and you could ask Mr. Bunce, is his intent is probably to enhance the existing rocks that are there.
Other questions to the commission?
One more question.
Mr. Peck?
No SAV in this area.
No, there's no SAV.
No history of it.
Any other questions? Thank you, Mr. Batcher here. Mr. Bunce? Let me swear you in here, please, sir. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you, God?
Yes, it is.
Please state your name for the record.
My name is Stephen C. Bunce, Jr. I own Shooting Point Seafood in Northampton County.
Welcome.
We have 9 employees.
What else do we need to know about this application?
All right. Well, number one.
Mr. Badger, do you have a pointer for him here?
So everybody knows the main person behind the protest, William Bott, he has this lease here. And he is protesting against me for this, but he has a lease ground here. Other protesters saying it's a large area. Well, say if 4 people had it, you would have 3 times as many corners. So right now, it's the least amount of impact on any kind of recreational use that anybody wanted to do, because there's, of course, less corner marks. You divide it four ways and get three times as many. We surveyed the ground, all these corners, everything, especially over in here. Every corner of the ground is shale, which I knew was there because I used to tong up there when I was younger. All the, you know, there's every corner just about had shale, and there's already almost a base there. It's still sunk, but it won't take that many bushels to bring it back to a natural rock as it would if it was just plain mud. On my other leases in the creek, I've done spat on shale and natural and had very good luck so far. And this deeper area of water, instead of having to rely on low tide to pick up the oysters, we could use other methods such as dredging or tonging, you know, something like that. That's all I've got.
Questions from the commission? Mr. Frentz.
Yeah, on any other leases nearby, do you have cages or nets for oysters?
Oh, yes.
You do?
Okay. Other questions? Mr. Peckert.
So, Mr. Bunch, what you're saying, you're definitely going to be doing spat on shell or putting out shell for your future oyster harvest in this location. You're not going to be doing cages.
Yes, it's too deep or cage and too muddy. You know, it's not the right area.
Okay.
Other questions from the commission? Thank you, Mr. Bunch. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to testify in favor of this application? Please come forward, sir. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I will.
Please state your name.
My name is Harry Bowen, Jr.
Welcome, sir.
Thank you. I'm an adjacent leaseholder. I actually have this lease right here, and I have no problem with him leasing this ground. I think it needs to be more, which is better. I have also used going in and out of that cove. I don't see that much boat traffic in and out of it. I also use a recreational gill net in the area, and I still don't have any problem with putting shells on there. That'll attract some more game fish around. And as I say, Mr. Bunch is an employer, which North Am Cattling definitely needs.
Thank you, sir. Any questions from the commission? Mr. Yeah. Prince?
I would just ask, is your lease productive there?
At times. Like I say, I've had some clams on it, and I put oyster cages along the shoreline. And I use it kind of as a transition ground for other areas that I do lease.
Thank you. Any other questions? Thank you, sir. Anybody else in the audience who wishes to testify in favor of this application? Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to testify in opposition to this application? Please come forward. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
Please state your name for the record.
My name is Mike Christ.
Welcome, Mr. Christ.
Thank you. Just for the record, I live on this cove off on the left side here, back up right about here. And as has been noted, there are several protesters. I think you all have a package that there's about a dozen families in protest of this for two key reasons I'd like to point out. Mr. Badger illustrated the navigation out of this cove is through a very narrow channel. And when I say narrow, my wife will tell you I tend to hit the sandbar a lot coming through there. There are six docks up that cove, almost a dozen boats that use that cove and that access. With only a minor amount of shell placed in that channel, we're concerned we will not be able to get in and out of that cove. So the first concern, obviously, is navigation, access to the rest of the creek. And then, as also has been highlighted by many of the people filing protest, this area, about 100 acres, is one of the very few remaining navigable areas on the creek that has not been leased. We've heard from the city of Hampton this morning, this is our floating water park, if you will. And this lease would take it away from dozens of people that use that area, provide it to one individual for commercial purposes. And I know this commission has tried to balance those issues for years, the conflict of recreational and commercial uses. Again, you look at Nassauwatuck Creek and what Mr. Badger showed earlier, largely leased out to watermen. I like oysters. But I also like to still have a place to go out and enjoy boating, fishing, and recreational activities with the family. So we'd request, and I speak for many of the people on this protest that couldn't be here, that you deny this lease as it's been presented today.
Other questions from the commission? I have, Mr. Tankard.
Tell me why you believe your recreational activities will be encumbered by this lease. I didn't understand that.
Yes, sir. First, I don't think we'll be able to get out into the creek. Once you place 12 inches of shell, we won't be able to get out of the mouth of that cove to enjoy any navigation activity. Second, I think if Mr. Bunce does continue to place oyster shell, and the lease will not prevent him from placing cages, and we know the markers that come with that, we won't be able to use that area for water skiing, for other activities, where either we're going to be hitting cages, hitting oyster shell, or we'll be marked up with the various poles and PVC pipes to mark his lease grounds. You see these across Nassauwetus Creek, right? There's cages, there's poles, and other areas that are not used today because it is shallow, wasn't navigable before. Yeah, that's where the watermen should be, in those areas that are not taken away from the recreation value of the creek.
I have a quick question here. Our understanding here is that most of the water depths in this lease are 3 to 6 feet. Is there anybody, you or your neighbors here, that has a vessel that draws more than 3 feet or 2.5 feet?
Well, 2.5 feet at low water, you're generally hitting the bottom with your propeller, right?
Yeah.
So if you look at that area, and we don't have a hydrographic survey with us, but along the edges in here, you're generally 2.5 feet at low water. Your 6 feet is over here, you know, close to the main channel, as you would expect. So it varies across there, but you raise that by a foot, now we're not going to have that area along the fringes of that area to use.
Questions to the commission? Mr. Tackert.
Well, I'm a little confused. You say raised by a foot.
If he places 12 inches of oyster shell, as he's proposed to do.
Where did you get the 12 inches from? I didn't see that anywhere.
That is the limit, as I understand it, to what he can do under this lease.
I don't think that's correct.
No, there's a limit on cages less than 12 inches. You can do that without a permit, but anything more for a structure, 12 inches or above, requires a permit here. My understanding is traditional shelling of water bottom here is not a 12-inch depth. It would be kind of cost ineffective. Shell are not cheap.
So this lease would prohibit him from placing cages?
No. It would still be an option for cages 12 inches or less, but I think I understand. I think I better understand your concern is whether or not there could be cages there, not necessarily,
right?
Not necessarily that he would shell the bottom for 12 inches or more of shell. I don't believe that would be a practical or a costly. It would be quite a costly endeavor to do that.
Yeah, maybe I misspoke in the way that's placed right there, but that's the concern. You place 12 inches. And now we can't get through.
I get you. Mrs. Effort.
And maybe this is a question for staff, but did staff look at or determine if it's needed to have some kind of route or pathway out of the cove into the channel? Or I don't know the depth there and if that's necessary. But.
The commission has the authority by code to, if we find that there is a problem, to come back to the commission and say, you know, we got a navigational issue, we need to move the cages. I think the issue would be more difficult if it was shell placed in the channel. I'm not sure if we have the ability. That may be dicey, but I would still probably bring it back in front of the commission.
Other questions from the commission? Thank you, sir. Let me see who else has some input here. Is there anyone else in the audience who wishes to testify on this matter in opposition to this application? Please come forward, sir. Let me swear you in. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Please state your name for the record.
William Bott.
Welcome, Mr. Bott.
Thank you.
Floor is yours.
Okay. I do have a real problem. Where is the... I got a real problem here. I come in the warmer months, I ride out this creek most every day, sometimes twice a day. Whoops, I did something wrong. So I know this whole route pretty well. And I run a big boat, a 30-foot boat. I run a little 13-foot whaler. And no real problems in here. You got to kind of stay in the center. And when you get here, it's tight here, and you can't take a chance on being planed out because you probably run aground in this where was that area? In this area, right there. So when we come out here, and that's tight, it's marked. We marked it. And you come out here, and all of a sudden, you are off here, and you might be able to stay off in this area. But what really happens here, the real problem, is right here. So you see this, that line there? In low water, you have to go at least this far in a bigger boat to get around it, and then you're getting closer to the other shore, and there's no possible way that I can see, unless you've got an extremely high tide, that you can come out and go this way. You almost always have to come out like this and go down along this edge. You can see it clearly. You can clearly see it, and you say, "Well, that's where I got to go today," because this is very dynamic in here, and you've got to come out almost to right about in here to be safe. And that's my main concern. And it's going to be, we've got how many boats? Okay, we've got 11 boats, 6 docks, and 6 homes on that code. So I thank you.
Okay.
I got a question.
Questions, Mr. Zeger.
Can you put that marker back up there so I could? All right. Go to the oyster lease there, to the right. Go up that red line. Right there, that point right there.
Right.
If we stop the lease there, now come straight across the bay, come across the bay down, come across to the Z.
Like
you
this?
See the Z? To the other side of the bay, to that point right there.
Right.
So if you went from the point what you started at to there, would that be a reasonable compromise to allow y'all the ability to navigate and give him a leaster?
So you're talking about coming like this?
No, up to that point.
This point.
Yeah, that point.
Okay.
From there to the Z.
To this right here.
Right.
Yeah, that would be very helpful. I will have to add to that, is that this changes pretty regularly. It's very dynamic. It seems like to me it could be a little bit one way one week, a little bit the other way another week. It's very dynamic, and that just comes from riding out the creek most every day.
Well, that line would answer y'all's concerns.
Yes.
Okay.
I believe it would.
Thank you.
Okay.
Other questions from the commission? Thank you, sir. Is there anybody else in the audience who wishes to speak in opposition to this project? I'll give you a minute here to wrap up and rebut. Is there anybody who wishes to testify in opposition to the project? Okay, Mr. Bunce, come on forward here. Wrap this up for us here. Give us your thoughts here after you've heard the testimony.
I think he's being a little confused because this is all Baylor. Here's where all the deep water is over here. And this bar runs down like this. Most people go out and around like this. Of course, you can at low water. I mean, at high water, you can, or with a skiff, whatever. But he's already talking about coming down here. This is already a leased bottom. This is already a leased piece. This as far as leaving this open, that's no big deal. I mean, I would even just, you know, say from here, just leave a piece. But if he can have a piece here, there's another lease here, why can't I have this? And this is deeper water than both of them. There's plenty of water. I've been on the creek all my life. I've worked it, every piece of it. And so a lot of these people are not even from where we live, and they don't know, you know, don't know like we do. But as far as keeping this open, I don't have any problem with that. I'm not going to inhibit anybody from being, you know, coming out of their own code, using it. That's all I want to say.
Mr. Packer.
Yep. Mr. Bunce, would that be an option for you, the sort of a compromise of sort to cut from the Mr. Bott's bottom of the southeast corner of his lease to the baler straight across the bay?
Oh, see here, that's when we did all this corner, here's where all the shells are in here.
Yes.
And there's some over in here.
Right.
I don't see how, I don't know what is, we're thinking is 4 or 5 inches of shells, that's not going to hurt anything. Fletcher's already shells on the ground. This ground was first issued in 1984 for 86 acres. It's always been oyster ground. There's oyster shells right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and when we surveyed it, every corner just about, except over here by the baler, had oyster shells already there from years ago. Until the oysters died in 85.
Ms. Shrivel.
I'm not sure who this question is for, but the depths in the interior of your lease, not the portion that we're talking about potentially removing, that's the 4 to 6 feet, 4 to 8 feet?
All of this is right in here. I mean, it's all 3 foot. I mean, see, the crab pot is almost 2 foot, and my brother crab pot's all over here. You never see a crab pot come out.
Mr. Patrick, can you help us with the water depths around here?
In general, this is shallower over here. This is deeper. Water depths in this general area are probably between 2.5, 3 feet, something in that neighborhood.
I've got a question.
Mrs. Lutz.
Could you go over again where the existing shell is?
All right. This corner, all along here, when I poked all out in here in the shell, now you get over in here, it's less right in here. It's deeper. The majority of it is from here, all along, really along this edge. That's where there's, and all the, there used to be a piece of ground here because years ago all the Smiths used to fight. So they all would, I mean, every corner had piles and piles of oyster shells. But as far as it, not even putting anything here, that's no problem at all. But just feel like, you know, it was already existing oyster ground. It always has been. Why can't it stay like that?
Mrs. Lutz.
The portion that that it's been suggested that we take out, is their existing shell there? So that if you were to draw that line, is there existing shell in that portion that's being taken out?
All over here.
Okay.
All over here. See, really, and then it comes all the way like this. So if you cut that off, you're gonna make another piece of ground for this piece here. You're gonna have even more stakes.
To me, it seems that the potential area you would lop off that we're discussing right now is the more shallow anyway. So do you really gain access for recreational voters?
No, I have a question for him.
Mr. Zedron was in the queue.
I'll yield to him.
All right, Mr. Neal.
So basically, your plan is just working the bottom shell on. You're at this point, you're not intending to use cages.
The only place you could even put cages is where it's shallow.
Right,
and over here, this Turner's lease, he has cages. It would be over in here.
And so there's nothing in your plan that would block access to this creek?
No, sir.
Thank you. That was my question.
Mr. Zedra?
I'll ask him. The other gentleman, I had him do the arrows from that one point on that side of the screen to the Z. Would you be willing to accept that as a compromise?
Well, like I just said, if it goes from there to there, what about this piece here? So now you're going to generate more poles for cornering. You're going to make two pieces of you're cutting the pie.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see your red line coming down the bottom over there.
And then, I mean, that's what everybody complains about is corners, which we have to put by VMRC. So the bigger pie you got, the less corners you got. It's simple.
So, Mr. Bunce, let me ask you here. You've heard the concerns of some of your neighbors here up the creek here. You willing to work with them and to work with us to make sure that what you do doesn't impede their navigational access?
All that area, anyway, is just shelves. Any area they're talking about, or even where you could put cages, is not boating areas. All this out here is deep, 4 or 5 inches of shelves, and their shelves are already there. I mean, I just don't know where they're getting their information from. It's the oldest practice in Virginia, pretty much, for seafood.
Any other questions from the commission? Thank you, sir. Well, we've heard from the applicant and his supporters here and from the opposition here. Public hearing is now closed and the matter is before the commission for discussion and action. What is the will of the commission? Mrs. Lusk?
I think that I would be inclined to approve this lease. It is a historic oyster bottom. The applicant has said that the ground is not appropriate for aquaculture cages, which I think is true. And also, the commission has the ability to order removal should something change. It seems like there's already shell existing, and it hasn't been that long ago when it was a held lease. I hear the concerns about navigation, but it seems like there's already shell there.
Other discussion? Mr. Tanker?
Yes, I think we heard testimony today that would offer the idea that perhaps people were a bit misinformed, the idea that we'd have 12 inches of shell that could add a foot or decrease navigational waters by a foot in the cove that people run in and out of really aren't factual. You can see why people would, if they thought that was true, would be against this. But since shell is already there, this has been leased in decades, many decades. I just don't see changing our standard operating practice here. If there becomes a navigational issue, we can revisit it. But I just don't see navigation as a problem here when we're doing shell on bottom. I don't know if anyone has any other.
Anyone else have some input? Well, commission operates on motions. Is there a motion?
I have to make a motion that we approve this project.
It's a motion by Mr. Meinher to approve the application.
Second.
It's a second by Mr. France. Discussion on the motion. Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously. The project, the application is approved. Mr. Bunce, thank you for your input here. You've heard the concerns of your neighbors. I would be hopeful and deeply grateful as we move forward here in the course of time here that you work with your neighbors to make sure that there isn't a problem and that their access is not impeded. Thank you, sir. I appreciate everybody coming all this way from the beautiful Eastern Shore. You are free to flee. Downtown Newport News. Thank you, Mr. Badger.
Okay.